For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Wednesday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. I'm going to get straight to the teaching because I had to chop it off yesterday. But listen, I was saying this about the kingdom of God being within you and becoming kingdom-minded, kingdom-disposed, kingdom-inclined. Have we forgotten that we've been bought out of the kingdom of darkness and brought into the kingdom of God's dear Son, Colossians 1:13, right? We come into the kingdom of God, and at the same time, the kingdom of God comes inside of us. But I do see, and I think we forget when life hits us, that wait a minute, I come now from a kingdom that cannot be shaken, and we don't appropriate, we don't apply. And I just want to make that appeal to you all week. Don't forget. Don't forget this, that you now have the King in you. And I was thinking about this scripture, Luke 16:8. Jesus is saying, listen to this, the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. Ouch. We're the children of light. But God is saying, wait a minute, this guy, even though he's committing fraud, he's commending his usage of present opportunities. And it made me think, are we using present opportunities of belonging to the kingdom of God? Are we assessing everything that's available to us through Christ and his kingdom? Are we kingdom-minded, kingdom-inclined? Look at 2 Peter chapter 1, 2 through 4. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power has given unto us all things. If you were in my class, I'd make you say all things. All things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you would be partakers of the divine nature. What is that saying in 2 Peter? He is saying that because of these great and precious promises, we get to partake of the divine nature of God. But are we making use of it? Are we going to our Bibles? Are we finding these great promises? Are we appropriating them? Are we saying, wow, this is mine because I now belong to the kingdom of God? The reason many of us have not received the promises of the kingdom isn't because there's a lack of supply. It's a lack of revelation of who we are, that those promises are for us, and what's our mission on the earth, you know? It's just our faith, my brethren, has to continue to be developed. Have we searched the scriptures? Have we gone to the covenant promises? Have we believed? Or do we get more influenced by the world? Are we being more driven by feelings and reasoning and experience rather than the Word of God? That's all I'm saying. This is serious in my heart. It's a heart check that I go through, and I guess I just feel that I need to put it out there to you all as well. It's a healthy check. We need revelation of the kingdom of God, because when you're born again, that's the kingdom you're born into. Join me for the next 2 days on this Becoming Kingdom-Minded on A Future Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.